Ezekiel 48. Well, in this chapter, we've got the division of the land and the borders of the various tribes. So there were the Jews, Judah in exile in Persia and Babylon, and they're being told that if you return to the land, you can rebuild it. You can rebuild the temple, here are the plans to do it, and you will inherit the land, and these will be your borders, etc. And you read here not just of Judah, but of the 10 tribes, Dan, Asher, Naphtali, Ephraim, Manasseh, etc. So actually, at the time that Judah returned from captivity, so also the 10 tribes could also have come back, and that's quite a theme in a lot of the prophets. But that didn't happen. And why didn't it happen? Well, because they didn't repent. The idea was that they would repent and come back. The idea was also that they would wish to come back and would obey the commands that are given here. But they didn't. They did not build the temple as they were told to. They preferred to stay in the soft life in exile. That's to me the sad ending of the book of Esther, that the Jews are popular, wealthy, etc. there in Persia. And they preferred that rather than to go back to a land that was in ruins and to rebuild it. And so the question arises, why have we got all these details here in Ezekiel about what could have happened? Well, I think we've got them because God knows that any sensible person reading it is going to ask that question. Why have we got all these details about what could have happened and what they should do when they return to the land? Yeah, the point is, it was all wasted potential. Now, God has set up in great detail potentials for us that we could do this or we could do that. And above all, that we can be in God's kingdom. And he has dreams and hopes for us that we will be doing this, that or the other forever and ever in his service and his kingdom. But this world is so powerful. The flesh so easily distracts us. And we can think, nah, I've just got to finish my exams. I've just got to get on with my career. I've just got to finish paying the mortgage on my house. I've just got to get married. I've just got to do this for the children. I've just got to do this or that or the other. And before you know it, your life is over. And it's game over. Because we haven't focused on the essence, the reality that God wants us to work for him. And if you do that, and you are not looking for wealth and glory and a great life now and fulfilling yourself as the people around you try to fulfill themselves, you know, God will work with you. A man is never better than when he's living up to the potentials which God has intended for us.